You like. Let's you take some lime and fix it up in a cup.
Well, you only throw up when you're what? When you're sick, where?
You just throw up, your stomach is all upstirred.
I see, it makes you
sick. It makes you sick.
Sick
at the stomach, and then you go throwing up.
I see. And I
used to do, take some lime, put it in a glaze, and put about a tablespoonful of lime in there and stir it up and drink it, and then turn it back down.
Okay.
And you stop throwing up.
You said throw up. Did you have any other, did folks have any other names for it? Crude names, would they say what?
Heaving up, they'd say some of them would.
Heaving up? Or,
yes.
When somebody got drunk, what would they do? They'd have to go, if they drank too much, they'd have to go out and what?
Well, well, I've been amongst that kind, you know.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Would they say they'd go out and puke, or would they say that?
I guess they would throw up.
I see. Well, what's the more polite term that you would use? Would you say vomit or throw
vomit.
Up?
Vomit.
You would say that?
Yes, sir.
I see. Now, we were talking about you were talking about eggs and that sort of thing?
Yes, sir.
What do you call eggs when you just drop them in water and let them cook like that?
In about 2 minutes. 3 minutes.
If you cook them in hot water, how do you call them?
I don't call them nothing. The one said, well, if you don't want the yolk to get plumbed on.
The what?
The yellow part to get plumbed on.
The yolk?
You put the yolk to get plumbed on. You drop them in your hole, your watch on them. And they stay in there 3 minutes, take them out. You know, a hard-boiled egg is not good. All the vomit is, you done cooked it out of, just like cabbages.
All the what? You cooked out all the what?
The vomit out of it.
I see.
And if you turn in and cook them 3 minutes, all the yolk ain't all of it out. It's just like cabbage greens. If you turn them, cook them until they turn to mush, they ain't fit to eat them.
Yeah.
Let them cook a certain amount of time, and let them be so that you can take them out your kettle, you know. Hard, you know.
You know what? I agree with you, Miss Lutcher. You know what I think most people do? The reason why most people are bad cooks is they overcook things.
That's the thing. That's what I tell you about cabbage. I've been to people's house and I look at the cabbage and I go to the table. I don't touch them because they don't overcook them. You can overcook a thing.
You wouldn't choose to have any?
I wouldn't choose to have any.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think things, you know, the Lord made us eat things raw anyway. If we can't eat them raw, you know, I think we shouldn't have to cook them too much.
That's right.
Don't you think so?
Lots of people cook greens too much.
Yeah. I eat my stuff raw, and I eat my meat raw, rare, not well cooked all the time.
Yeah, have it temporarily.
Have it what?
Yeah, about half cooked, something like that.
Yeah.
And that's the way cabbage greens ought to be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
You cook them.
Did you ever crack the eggs and let them drop out of the shells in the water?
No, I have never did that.
What would you call them that when they did that?